Hello and welcome to another week of Orbit. I'm Martin Saunders and this is a devotional for the youth group at St Mary's Reigate, but everybody is welcome to listen or read along. If you're just joining us for the first time, Orbit is a daily Bible reading with some thoughts to help you put it into practice in your life. At the moment, we're looking at the life and story of Paul, because he was someone who knew what it looked like to follow Jesus in difficult times and situations, and he seems like a good example to follow right now. The Bible reading today is Acts chapter 16, verses 25 to 33. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bonds were unfastened. When the jailer woke and saw that the prison doors were open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried with a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." And the jailer called for lights and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." And they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their wounds, and he was baptized at once, he and all his family. What would you have thought if you were in that jailer's shoes, which were probably sandals? You'd have been given one job, to guard Paul and Silas, and then, when an earthquake rocks the prison and shakes all the doors open, you sleep through it. Then you wake up, and of course, you fear the worst, that all the prisoners have escaped. You'd have been terrified, right? The passage says that the jailer actually drew his sword to kill himself because he knew that a mass prison escape on his watch would mean his certain death anyway. This moment where God has intervened is surely the end of his life. I think we can imagine how he must have felt in this, his darkest moment. But then the lights come on and that moment of darkness is transformed. The prisoners haven't fled, they've stayed in their cells, and they've done it because, although they'd rather be free, the jailer's life matters too. In fact, to Paul, it seems to matter more. As a result, the jailer recognises the power of God, not just because of the earthquake, but also because of how Paul has behaved. If Paul's faith means he didn't run away even when the jail doors were open, then surely his God is worth following. The jailer is baptised and soon his whole household follows suit. Paul's faith in Jesus tells him to care more about other people than himself or his plans. And this story tells us that God cares as much about individuals as he does about grand plans to save whole nations. People matter, and following Jesus means putting our own needs last so that we can love those people on his behalf. We don't often end up in prison-based earthquake situations, but we do often find ourselves faced with a choice to look after our own needs or care for someone else. It's not easy, but Paul shows us that the way of Jesus is always to love others. By doing so, we might even save a life. You might want to join me in praying this prayer today. Lord, help me to see the people around me who are in need of my help, even when it costs me to give it. I pray that you would lead me into situations where my help can make all the difference, and that other people would see you through my actions. Amen. There's now a chance, as ever, for you to pray or listen to God or simply be still for just a few moments. Each day we will provide you with a simple challenge on Orbit, something to do which helps you put this little thought into action. And here's today's. Ask God for an opportunity to help someone. Actually, more than that, invite God to interrupt your day with someone else's need for help. Look out for that moment, however big or small it might be, and then make sure you take it. If you want to tell us how that went or otherwise get in touch, you can always email martin.saunders@stmaryreigate.org or message us on Instagram. We're @stmarys_satellites. Let us know what you think of this daily reflection. Please, we would love your feedback. We'll be back with another edition of Orbit tomorrow. Thanks for taking part today.